Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to flip up your dinner.
Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know.
Message for
Good evening. Wow. Another week. You know, it seemed like 1 week is so long. Me and Dre was talking behind the scenes. about adding some more days. But you know, that's a lot to chew on or a lot to swallow. I remember, maybe just 2023. I want to say 2014, maybe 9 years ago, when Dre had a radio show. He used to do it every night. Every night. And I mean, he did it for a while. I don't really know if I could do a radio show every night. Because it's exhausting. And when you somebody like me, and you put your all into something, to put your all into something every night, that's a hell of a job to do. I'm telling you. But I am thinking about adding another day, thinking about doing that. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean. How the hell is everybody doing tonight? But I was thinking today, and I was like, imagine if you put yourself in somebody else's shoes. For instance, somebody out there, put yourself in my shoes. I had to wake up this morning. I had to go take a physical because I got a letter from Motor Vehicle that said that, like, when you got CDL license, I got CDL license. When you got CDL license, you got to take a physical every 2 years. But when you got, like, diabetes or high blood pressure or something, you know, anything like that, you got to take the physical every year. So it just so happens I got to take it every year. I get a letter from Motor Vehicle. Oh, they're going to suspend my CDLs. Oh, no. I work too hard for that. And you never know. A female named Dina Rogers, rest in peace. She told me a long time ago when I wasn't using my CDLs and I didn't take the physical. And she was like, Jay Sean, you should keep up with your CDL license because you never know when you're going to need it. And she was right. You have to keep up with that. So anyway, I went to take the physical. They check your blood pressure, they check your sugar, your eyesight, your peripheral vision, your strength, physical movement, your alertness, they test a lot. Well, I mean, they should, because if you use a CDL license, that means you out on the highway. And if you're driving buses, you got adults' lives in your hands. If you're driving school buses, you got children's lives in your hands. If you're driving oil, stuff that can be ignited, gas, or stuff like that, it's serious. So anyway, cool. Then after that, you got to go to the motor vehicle. Then you got to give them the paper or the documentation, and you got to cert it in. And you know what I mean? It's a long, and everything is just a long, drawn-out process. But $139 in about 4 or 5 hours, I'm good. Now my CDL license is back in full effect, and I'm happy about that. And then, you know, you got to run and you do other things with your day. And then before you know it, it's almost time for your show. And then you got to worry about what you're going to do and this and that. You know, I laid down for a while, made something to eat. Then I got to take a shower. Then you got to prepare your notes. And then it's showtime. And now you got to sit behind a laptop, one or two, and phones and microphones. And now you got to come on. You got to come on. And you got to entertain people. I'm not saying it like it's a problem. Because trust me, I think I was telling my sister earlier, this is my excitement for the week. When I'm on my show with all my listeners and I'm talking and we debating, no matter if we arguing or conversating in a civil manner or if we being irate and whatever, you know, this is my excitement for the week. And I hope it is the same for everybody else. So sometimes you just got to put yourself in other people's shoes and imagine what they go through to make things happen. I'm sure everybody out there could come on this radio show and say everything that they did today. You know, some people probably worked 8 hours, 12 hours, 10 hours. Some people took care of children. Some people cleaned the house all day. Some people came home from work and cooked for the family. Some people cleaned up. Some people went to the laundromat. Some people went, I mean, you know, it's all in a day-to-day. But why I'm saying that is because now we're here and we get to sit back and relax and let your hair down. And whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, whoever you want to be, I mean, we can, now is the time. We can do that on a Keep It A Real show, because this is the show where we come together and we say what we want and we do what we want. But most important, we keep it real. And that's what we always gonna do. Now, yesterday, on my sister podcast, about loyalty and a couple of other things I can't really remember right now. But the loyalty part stuck in my mind. And my niece came on the show, and my niece said, sometimes being loyal is, I don't know the exact words she said, but in other words, whatever she said, it hit it right on the nose for me. Because I'm a person that if somebody ever treated me good, I don't care how our relationship ended. I don't care how our friendship ended. I always remember how somebody treated me. And I'm indebted for life because I'm loyal. And I can never forget how you treated me. So anybody who was ever good to me and anybody who ever helped me, I went through a rough part. In the summertime, last summer, I went through a rough time in my life. with no income coming in, and I was really going through some stuff. And two or three people really held me down when I went through that, when I was going through that time. And that I can't forget about. And I won't forget about it. I'm supposed to have somebody calling in at 8:15. If you're on the line, you got to press 1. That's the only reason way I know you're here. So if you were supposed to call in at 8:15, just press 1, and then I'll know you're here, because I don't know the numbers. It's a lot of numbers here. But anyway, back to the show. I got some topics. Last week we didn't get to one damn topic. We just start talking and talking, and that seemed like how the show always go, but I have to get to the topics. And I'm gonna need your help. I'm gonna need the people that's listening. I'm gonna need your help to help me with the topics. And if you don't, I answer all the damn topics. And I also got the new part of the show. I haven't really given it a name yet. It's when I pull a question out of a grab bag. It could be embarrassing, disrespectful, hilarious, indignant. It can be painful to some. Oh, wait 1 second. Okay, press 1. Baka, know what's your number? Okay, I see you. Okay. Give me a minute. I'll be with you 1 second. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody told me that they was going to come on the show, and they was going to press 1 because so many people were afraid to come on my show. I don't know why. We just keeping it real here. That's all we do. I'm a content creator, a social engineer, a journalist. I'm just here to keep it real. That's all. People was kind of angry at me like 2 weeks ago when I stopped talking about the side chicks and the cheating husbands and all that. Said, don't worry, we're going to get back to that. We definitely going to get back to it. Let me see. Let's go. Let's see. 1 second. Hello. 3275. How you doing?
Good, and you?
So, you're gonna be Miss Anonymous, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's okay. I know one thing. You kept your word. You said you was gonna call in, and you called in. I appreciate that.
Family forever, know that.
You said what?
Family forever.
Okay. I like that. Well, let me see. You know what I wanted to talk to you about?
What's up?
You married, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. 7 years.
Is your husband by you?
No.
Okay. Because sometimes when I bring people on, I always ask them if their husband is around to see what Because, you know, they might talk different if he around or something like that.
I know how that goes.
Oh.
There's some things you can't get off your chest.
How old are you?
31.
Wow, 31. And married 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you in the South, right?
Yeah, I'm in the South.
But you from here?
Yes. Born and raised.
So me and you, we knew each other a long time. You know what I'm saying? We knew each other a long time. And why I like to talk to people on the show, because I like to show, I like to give people real opinions on the transitions in life. So
I hear you.
I really brought you on the show from your transition in life into married life. I want to, since we ain't saying who you are, I could talk a little bit. I'm not saying who you are. But I don't want to say it if you don't want to say it. Do you want to talk about past life?
That's fine. I ain't afraid.
Okay. All right. So, okay, cool. Now we cool. A long time ago, I got a phone call one night. And it was a young lady, and she said that, she called me and she said somebody gave me your number, and they told me that you was the person that I should get it. I should call if I, you know, about dancing. That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then I said cool. And I don't really remember because it was so long ago, but I guess some kind of way we met up and we started a relationship from there. And then you became a dancer, right?
For about 4 years, that's right.
Wow, was that long?
It was that long.
4 years.
Everybody start trying to put the math together now. You know?
You said what?
I said,
you
don't
said
be
what?
Trying to put the math together now. I was telling the audience. Don't be putting no math together now.
Nah. Listen. It's impossible for anybody to know who you is. I did that thing for 20 years, and I came across so many women that's in the South from up here and everything. Like, it's impossible. It's definitely impossible. It's a reason. Wait, I got to, somebody can't get through. Hold on 1 second. It's a reason why I'm saying that. 1 second, though. The phone be dropping people all the time. Let me see. I don't know.
Please leave your message for 8.
Oh, no, that didn't work. Let me try. 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So what's the weather like down there? It's nice?
I never went home. I'm still here.
Oh, get out of here! Why
you know
why
if I was
me?
If I was home, you know I would. That's audacity. You know to call you and let you know that I made it safe.
Yeah, but
long
you didn't
story.
Tell me you still was here.
I'm still here.
When you going back?
I'm definitely going back tomorrow. I know that for sure.
Okay, well. Oh, you going back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought you still was here. But anyway, that don't matter. long as somebody texts me, they can't get through to the show, and I'm trying to. It's always dropping calls. I'm sorry, everybody. Hold up one second. Listen, I'm gonna try one more time. Then I'm gonna hang up. I ain't gonna do it no more because I don't know what's happening. My program director, Dre, probably saying, why are you stopping the show like that?
Please leave your...
Okay, I think you got... Oh, no, we... No, that's all right. Anyway, too bad. They're going to miss the show. I can't keep doing that. So, okay, we're going to start where we was at. And so I got a phone call, and see, somebody had gave you my phone number. And I guess they told you I'm the person you need to talk to. And we met and everything, and you was cool. And then we started making money together.
Breaking bread.
So and you said 4 years. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. By the time I had my first son, I was done with dancing. I said I had my first child and I was done with dancing.
Oh, so when you had your first son, that's when you stopped?
Yeah, because I met baby father, which is now my husband.
Oh, wow. So you know what I really wanted to ask you was, okay, so you danced for 4 years, right? Then you got pregnant. Hold on, maybe it's gonna work this time. This is the last person I'm gonna try to call on here. I'm not calling anybody else. Okay. All right, it went through. We good. All right. So you met your baby father and then you got pregnant and you stopped dancing?
Yeah.
All right, so the thing that I'm curious about, and I want to be truthful. I want you to be truthful. How was the transition from being a dancer and then going into... Well, I say motherhood first, because you had to go into motherhood before you got married, right?
Yes. I was a mother 4 years before I got married.
So how was the transition?
I kind of would say it was an easy transition for me because for the simple fact, like, everybody that, you know, my role models and stuff like that, people that influenced me, the ones that, you know, I was always around in life, they were older couples and they were married. So I learned from them,
okay.
You know, having morals and standards and, you know, looking into their relationships and saying, oh, okay, you know, they've been through this, so... I know kind of how to handle that in the marriage.
Okay, did your baby father know about your past, what your previous past was?
Yes, he did.
Did he meet you doing that, or he met you not doing that?
In a way of doing that, but not in doing that. You know, it wasn't in the dancing world, but, you know, he was a customer. He was a sneaky link.
I like the way you say he was a sneaky link.
And a customer.
So he started off a customer.
Yeah.
And I was just telling who was I telling that to? Oh, Every Sunday I go to a sports bar with my son, and it's a guy in the sports bar who he just in the sports because it's a go-go bar in the basement and a sports bar on the second floor, and he knows every damn dancer in the bar. So I was telling my son, I was like, I don't really like people like that. And my son was like, why? I was like, cause people like that, they come in bars and want to know everybody and do everything. Those are the people that sit in bars and tell the dancers, what a girl like you doing in a place like this?
Place like this. Done heard that line so many times.
You know, that's the favorite line. That's the favorite line. What a girl like you doing in a place like this? Oh, you too pretty
None of your
to be
business.
Doing this. Or you too pretty to be doing this. Or my favorite one is, if you was my woman, I would never let you do this.
I would take care of you.
I would take care of you, yeah. So going from that to I give you my utmost respect that you got pregnant and you got out of that life. You know what I mean? Because I seen girls dancing like 5 and 6 and 7 months pregnant.
6 months, 3 months. Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wasn't giving it up no matter what. I give you credit for that. But
what's that?
Second is that moving into that life when you used to getting fast money and now you're trying to move into the life as a wife or a baby mother, and now you got to look for a job where you getting paid once a week, and now you got a man where supposedly cooking and cleaning for and stuff like that. But you telling me that the transition wasn't hard?
It wasn't hard because I was into him and I was submissive. I was submissive.
Was you submissive because of the way you was brought up, or was you submissive because of the life you was coming from?
The way I was brought up.
But that's a good thing.
It all starts with moral standards and values.
So when you started dancing, that was just because you needed money?
Yeah, because I was out here ripping and running these streets.
And you
was
like, let me try my hand. You said, let me try my hand.
It wasn't somebody that I could call every day and be like, oh, let me have my hand out. Let me get $100 every day, you know. Take care of me. No, I took care of myself while I was in these streets.
So was the dancing world good to you?
Hell yeah. Definitely was. I miss those days.
See that?
Them was some
see
good
now.
Old days.
I'm good at what I do at interviewing. I'm good at interviewing people now. You cut out half of my interview when you said I missed some days. I was trying to sneak around back to that, and that was gonna be my question in about 10 minutes. But see, you said it on your own that you missed them days. But
even with the transitioning of, you know, always getting money and always having money whenever I want, you know, get the call, who, this one and that one, Bob and Bill, you know, having come to my rescue, a hoe in damsel distress, you know, just so I can get their bread. But I don't know. Since being a dancer, I guess that's what really, how I can say, my little expression that I use, my affirmation, my motivational, whatever you want to call it. You know, it says money is residual. That shit is always coming in. So even when I'm broke, I'm really not broke because I know I got money coming in at the end of the day. And just because I had it all at one point, it's not going to break me just because I don't have it at that one point in time. In that instant moment, it's not going to make me do something impulsive and run to James because I know James got it and he can give it to me whenever he wants.
So you talking about before or you talking about now?
Transitioning into.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I still go with that same motto. Money is residual.
But look, that's what I'm getting at right now. Going from that life to a married life, when times get hard in your mind, you got to think about like, yo, I could get out of this problem real fast. Because I know I could do this or I know I could do that. How much of a struggle is that?
Oh, I've been there before. I've been there before in the beginning of my marriage.
In the beginning?
He wasn't coming through. Things just started changing. Things just started switching up. A whole different location, new area. He's not moving the same.
Yeah, I give you credit, though. I really do. I really give you credit because it's definitely not easy. Even for me, getting out of the life that I was in and moving into, you know, I've been married and everything. And it's not an easy transition. Especially when you know how to, you know, get money or whatever you want to call it, and you know what you got to do, or you can make a phone call and stuff like that. It's really not easy. So let me ask you about this.
Go ahead. All right.
No, so what I was getting ready to say, coming from that life, how hard is it to be true as a wife to a man if you've been a dancer? Because we know dancers, you know, some dancers just dance and some dancers do more. You don't got to say what kind of dancer you was, but I'm just saying, how hard is that? Now you married and you only with one man. Like, how hard is that? Because, you know, when you were a dancer, you used to getting a lot of attention. You the main attraction. And, you know, I have had girls say they dance because they love the money, but they also love the attention.
I can say kind of not hard because, you know, if I was to get into the modes where I would be like, oh, I could just go make a quick buck or two real quick and not say anything and he won't know anything and we just come back with the money. But if I'm feeling like that, no, apparently there's something going on in our marriage that we need to come together, sit down, and have a conversation about and build and, you know, get a conclusion to this situation. And sometimes I came to this resolvement of I got my pole out one day, got a little sexy little lingerie outfit, and I just did what I needed to do for my husband. Now, let's see if this is going to make you act right.
Well, what you mean, when you say act right, what you mean? Work overtime?
Take care of responsibility. Right? Not have me sitting here nipping and nagging and repeating myself.
Have you been doing what?
nagging, repeating myself,
nagging,
crying. Because you need to solve it. Because as a man, he needs to resolve a certain situation that me as a wife, your backbone and support, I can't do because it's something that you need to handle. Get it together.
I'm trying to think, but I don't want. I'm not trying to keep you here all night. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to. But one second. If there's anybody on the line who got any questions for Miss Anonymous, I know it's a lot of people on the phone lines. If anybody want to ask her a question about past life, future life, how she dealing with life, because I didn't even get to that right now, but I'm going to ask you that one second before I let you go. But if there's anybody on the line that got any questions for Miss Anonymous, you have to press one. If not,
shoot your shot.
Oh, we got somebody. One second. Yo, stop texting me. People keep texting me and asking me who is this. Stop texting me and asking me who is this. It's a young lady
that
got a radio show. That's what it is. Stop texting me and asking me. Stop texting me and asking me who is this. Thank you. Keep texting me. People keep texting me and asking me who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Stop texting me and asking me that. we got a caller on the line.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hello.
Thank you very much. And hello there, Miss Anonymous. This is Solution. Look, Jayshon, I must commend you. This is Human Gold, very good show. And at some juncture, I would like to comment on your last week's show. But nevertheless, this is the question for Miss Anonymous. Miss Anonymous, if you know, what percentage of ladies that are in that field are able to transition as you have done in a healthy way? You seem to have made a healthy transition. What percentage of women would you say that happens to?
You know, if they have, like I said before, if they have moral standards and values, I can give it about probably 15%. I wanted to push it to 25, but at the end of the day, it all starts in the home and how you're raised and what you're influenced by to be able to transition you into that if you have been in that field, you know, as a dancer into a life.
Well, okay.
And,
it all goes down
with social Instagram, social networking too.
Okay. Let me just get clarity here. You said about what percentage again transition?
I said like 15% maybe.
Okay, so that's 85% that end up dying with a needle in their arm, being killed, or what would you say happened to the other 85%?
Still out here trying to survive.
So you're saying it's a bad ending. It's a bad ending.
Yep.
Is what I understand?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very good.
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be bad.
But it's not good, though.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, like I say, I'm glad you transitioned. And this is a question that I wrestle with, so I appreciate both you and Jayshon, but this is a question that, is often dealt with concerning women who get in that lifestyle. But one other question, if I may. May I, Jayshon?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. What happened that you talked about women get out of it if they have morals? I think I heard you say that. But let's say it seems that you had morals. What was it about your morals that did not prevent you from getting into that lifestyle in the first place? And do you categorically condemn that lifestyle? If you understand both my questions.
The second question, I'm going to answer that first. I definitely do not.
Wait a minute, you broke up, ma'am. Say it again, Mr. Anonymous.
Well, can you repeat that because you also broke up?
Okay. Now, I ask you two questions. I ask you, what was it about your morals that did not stop you from getting into the lifestyle? And would you categorically cite that lifestyle as an undesirable lifestyle? In other words, it's bad.
No, it's not an undesirable lifestyle. In other words, it's not bad.
Can I say one? Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
That was like a confusing question, Mr. Solution. Because
question.
Her.
It's like contradicting myself.
Yeah, because you said that what morals stopped her from getting into it, but she was already into it, unless you mean what morals got her out of it.
No. My question is on target, I believe. Because she said that when you asked her a question earlier, so my question was just a follow-up to your question. In other words, the presumption is that she had morals that helped her exit the lifestyle. So what I was asking her is, what was it about her morals that did not prevent her from getting into the lifestyle? You follow me? So if her morals helped her exit the lifestyle, I'm assuming that her morals would have, in other words, if she had a daughter, would she advise that her daughter go into that lifestyle? You follow?
Oh, of course not, because for the simple fact, as a mother, you want your children to do better than you, and you're going to motivate your children to do better than you. And if you a real chick like me, you can sit down and say, baby, yes, I have done this in my past life, and this is what I do not want you to resolve to, because there are other options in this life that you could go on to.
Okay, well, I accept that. That's a wonderful response, and I think it's definitely consistent with good morals. Because sometimes a person has difficulty. I've dealt with people who have done drugs, who've used drugs, and it's hard to get them to condemn that form of lifestyle. So I'll do a switch. I'll switch up, and I would say, would you want your child to engage in this type of lifestyle? And sometimes what a person will defend for themselves, they will not, N-O-T, not defend it for their children because they want better. But look here, excellent. I appreciate your response to my question. And like I say, this is a wonderful topic, and I appreciate Jayshawn for bringing it up. Jayshawn, you may get in heaven. You may get a star. All right, I'll go back on in the queue. Thank you.
All right. I had a question for you first, though, before you go into the queue, Mr. Solution. Have you ever been to a go-go bar?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I've made a lot of arguments, especially with pseudo-religious Christian women, about this particular, and I'll just share that briefly with you. But I want to
wait one second. Have you ever been in a go-go bar?
Yeah, I said yes at the opening of my response.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
So you've been in a go-go bar, right? So if you've been in a go-go bar, you was in there for you wasn't in there just for the drinks, right?
But I was about to tell you that. I was about to elucidate. Look, I bought my boss a lap dance.
Okay.
There were several of us guys who, and I remember that most notably, you know, we just went to lunch at a bar that was not too far. But I've been more than once, and I'm going to tell you a very positive out of it, although I wouldn't advise a woman to get it that way. Yeah, I didn't get a lap dance, but I bought a lap dance for my boss, and he accepted it, by the way, interestingly. What was I going to say? That particular industry, I was having this argument with a very anal retentive Christian woman, and she was very condemnatory, which is fine to a certain degree. But I said to her, these women seem very happy, they're smiling, they're very inviting. It's like, come hither. And I said, you Christian women who look like you've been weaned on a lemon could learn a lot. I'm not saying that you need to do what these women are doing, but I'm saying there is some positiveness to their attitude. Why? Because whereas men mostly avoid a lot of you, speaking to this woman, I said they are attracted to these women because they're normally young, they're younger, they're fit, they're fit, friendly, and feminine, the three Fs. So we had that great conversation, and she kind of acquiesced a little bit. She understood what I was saying. So I was just telling her to get, you know, to get a friendlier, more attractive demeanor. Because she was having trouble with men, too. So, anyway, that was my experience, yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know if you've ever been to a go-go bar. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for your comment. I'll put you back in the queue.
All right, I'll put myself on mute.
Okay, I'll keep you live. You just put yourself on mute. Miss Anonymous, before I let you go, I got one more question for you. Because like Mr. Solution
okay.
said, this is a good dialogue. Because it's a lot of men that's listening to this show right now that is addicted to go-go bars and go-go dancing. And it's a lot of women who home and they married to their husbands and they want to know what is the lure that keep their husbands in go-go bars or what is it that keep their men drooling and fantasizing about women who dancers and stuff like that. So my question to you is, and honestly, I want you to answer this honestly. After 7 years of married, how many children you have?
Two.
Two children. 7 years of married. 4 years as a dancer. Where do you stand right now in life? Are you happily married? Or where are you right now in all of it? Because it's people out here who want to know, can it work or will it work, or is your past keeping your marriage from working? Or is your past propelling your marriage to work?
Neither one. And no, I am currently right now in my life about to get a divorce.
Oh, hell no. Come on now.
I sure am. Mm-mm. Nope. I can't keep crying and repeating myself about the same damn thing, and if consistency don't get it, I don't know what will.
You just knocked everybody out with that. Everybody thought it was going to be a happy, everybody thought it was going to be a happy ever after. Ex-dancer, married with two kids, moved down south with the white picket fence in the big backyard. Everybody thought it was going to be beautiful.
He didn't give me the picket fence, and that's what the problem is. He did not give me the picket fence or the 40 acres.
The 40 acres.
Yeah, the 40. I want the mule too. I want the mule too. Okay. I want it all.
Oh my God, that's so you in the process of getting a divorce?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it's not because of my past lifestyle.
You said what?
I said, and it's not because of my past lifestyle that, you know, came and was brought up to light that caused an argument for us to be getting a divorce right now.
So it can't be fixed?
I tried to fix it. I tried to make it work. And when you done trying and you tired of trying, you just got to let it go. Especially when it's toxic. It definitely is toxic.
Are you not going back to dancing, right?
Look, I saw P-Valley. P-Valley gave me a little bit of motivation one day.
Oh,
I like that new
God.
Show that they came out with.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Jocelyn got her own little cabaret out now. I still haven't taken a peek at that show yet.
You probably had all the married ladies on your side. Now you done messed it up.
Like I said, I brought my own strip pole. I brought my own lingerie in them sexy ass heels. And we got into a problem. Let me dance for you, Daddy. I'm your fiance, okay? But then shit still don't get fixed? Nah. You playing with the wrong one. No, thank you.
You definitely can't look like you looked at 21 now. Come on, right? After two kids and 7 years married.
Oh, no, I definitely do. Snatched.
You still look the same?
I'm snatched. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, you you sure got me with that one. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna take a quick break and go to a song, and I'm going to come back. And we don't got no more callers. I'm going to let you go. You've been great. You really been great. You kept your word, because a lot of people don't do that. Well, I keep my word, and you keep your word too. So I really appreciate that. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take a quick song. We're gonna come back, and if nobody else don't have any questions for you, I'll let you go. Okay.
Okay.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break to Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. We got Miss Anonymous here. If anybody got any questions, comments, anything, you just want, you know, you want to say something, press 1, and you'll be able to go live. If you don't press 1, you won't be able to go live. So we're going to be right back. After this.
Oh, my mind. Yes, I but nothing.
Oh, no, we started that wrong. Here we go. Say it ain't so. Once a dancer, always a dancer.
Thank you.
going over and over and again in my mind. I get these flashbacks. I feel good. Yeah. This is one night that I'll never forget. You see, it was just like in the movie. I mean, it actually happened. Stars were shining brighter than most of the time. Then love came out of nowhere. No friend ever seen. I just remember. It's surely the best thing I ever did that night.
Miss Anonymous, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, we got one more call in before I let you go. Let's see. 1298,
hey,
you live.
Hey, Jay Sean. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm all right, you know.
Okay. Ms. Anonymous, I want to say I commend you for even coming on here and sharing and telling your past and what you have done now. I mean, in your future, you want to, I mean, your happiness with your kids, husband and all, I think you're a good role model for everyone else. So continue doing what you're doing, Ms. Anonymous.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And whatever your decision is, you just give it all to God. Yes, whatever your decision is, yes.
Trundy.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank
you. That's a good. Yes. That's it. Give it to God.
Yeah.
The true indeed.
There you go.
Ain't no argument behind that.
Not at all. Whatever your decision is, marriage or not, whatever it is, Anonymous, give it all to him. He'll work it out.
Yeah, Jay Sean, just a follow-up. Solution again.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, Ms. Anonymous, is there any possibility, I know you've thought this over, that your marriage might be salvaged, that it might be saved?
No, because actions speak louder than words, and his actions right now is not, nope, there's no way that it can be saved, and even reading text messages. No, you should have my back. You should be, 10 toes down with me, but you just sitting here whining and complaining and running to your baby mama. No, there's no way that there can be saved.
Let me ask you this. How many years were good? You say you've been married 7 years, correct?
Yes.
How many were good, if you can think back and recall?
They all were good at the end of the day because you got your good and you got your bad, and that's what marriage is about. You know, through thick and thin, the worst, through sickness and health. I've been there through sickness and health. The good and the bad. So, when you, like I said before, when you're tired, you're tired. And you keep trying and trying, and you get no different result. That's just like you're going through insanity.
Right. And, well, what I would encourage you to do, there are several other questions that I have, but I would encourage you, the Catholic Church and some Protestant churches have really good marital counseling. Have you been to marital counseling, by the way?
Let me tell you, when I suggested marital counseling to my husband, not to a provider that you got search for and get there. And
wait a minute, you broke up a little bit. I'm sorry. Could you start over? When you suggested marital counseling, go ahead.
Yes, when I suggested marital counseling to my husband, he told me, and I told him exactly, that I wanted it from the pastor that married us. I don't want it from a different provider where you have to go search on the internet and they don't know anything. I wanted marriage counseling from the pastor that married us. He said marriage counseling is fake. When you said that to me, I feel like this whole marriage is fake.
Well... Okay. I see what you're saying. Now, that's a good point you've made. I concur with you there. However, have you gone by yourself?
Yes, I have. I have done that 3 times where I can count. I've done it by myself, and I was trying to lead by example, and that's not what a woman is supposed to do. The husband is supposed to lead in the marriage.
Yeah, I understand that. I got that. I understand that totally. But...
So yes,
what I would encourage is that you continue. How long did you go for, if you don't mind my asking?
It's been about 3 years now.
Not how long since you have gone. How long did you go for? In other words, how long were you in marriage counseling?
There was none because he wasn't cooperative on it. He didn't want to sit down and actually have marriage counseling.
Right, but I thought you just told me you had gone 3 times.
No, as far as counseling and trying to, as far as mental health, he does not support me mental health. So, yes, I go to counseling for mental health. I get anxiety. My husband doesn't know how to help me calm my anxiety. You're supposed to be my peace, my home, my safety. So if I can't find that in you, so therefore I'm going to go to these providers and try to find what I'm not getting in my marriage.
Right, and I agree with you, but what I would encourage you to do, you know, we have two, when I say we, the U.S., there are too few marriages. I hate to see marriage. I even hate to see friendships fall apart. But look here, because there's something godly in a relationship, you know, it's very, very important. But I would encourage you to go and to continue to go, regardless of whether he goes. Because I understand you, and I probably agree with you about what you're saying about him. Okay. But maybe he's just not there yet. So we're talking about you. I would encourage you to go and keep going. And I liked what you said about going back to the source, the person who helped you at the origin of your relationship, the pastor who married you. Are you still in good stead with him?
I sure am, and he is not.
Wait a minute, who is...
Hey, Mr. Solution.
Who is not? You
Mr.
mean your
Solution.
Husband?
Yes.
Mr. Solution.
Yeah.
Hello?
I would go myself. I'm just focusing on you. I'm not focusing on your husband at this point. I'm just focusing
on
you. I would encourage you to keep going.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Solution.
Yes, I hear you.
We trying to get her back on the pole, man. Cut it out.
Oh.
I got
no, I think she...
I
are you still there, Miss Anonymous?
Hold
you
up.
Said
we
what now,
Mr. Solution?
Miss Anonymous, I would definitely
back
go back. Hold on, Jayshon. Hold on. I would definitely go back to my pastor, and I would continue the sessions with him. If he's been good to you and insightful toward, you know, setting a good path for you, I would definitely keep that up. I mean,
we trying to get
yeah,
Jayshon
is just being Jayshon. In other words, the devil is influencing Jayshon now. He switches from angel to devil. We try to keep him on the straight and narrow path. It's not easy. Let me tell you, it's not easy. But nevertheless, ma'am, I would definitely try to save my marriage at all cost. I mean, unless you guys are just, you know, physically destructive to each other, that's not going on, is it? You guys aren't battling physically, are you?
Like I said, it's a toxic relationship. It is a toxic relationship, and there have been many red flags in the beginning of the relationship that I had ignored, but continued to try and be an adult and be mature and make things work.
Right.
And that
was
all to my past of going to the pole.
Everybody neglecting the old saying here. And I don't mean nothing bad by saying this or no disrespect to anybody, but Miss Anonymous, do you think it's any truth to what's that old saying about you can't make somebody a housewife?
Oh, you can't make a hoe into a housewife, and you can't make a hoe into a husband either. Okay?
Well, okay, before we get off on all these cliches, because, you know, that's sort of water under the bridge, as they say, because you guys have attempted to change, and you have done some change. I commend you. When you said what you said, that you guys are in the process of divorcing. Have you filed papers yet? Have any papers been filed?
Yes, they have. I'm on part. I'm on
right,
yes,
right. Well, you know, that can always be rescinded. But my encouragement to you, if it's the last word, then it's the last word from me, that is. But I would definitely encourage you to just focus on you. Because sometimes a person needs to see another person. Do you pray for him?
Yes, I do. Because that's what a wife is supposed to do. You're supposed to pray for your husband. I sure do.
Right, right. But I would continue the counseling and continue to try to make a marriage work, because I'm going to tell you something. You have two kids, right? You have two children?
Yes, I do.
Do you mind? How old are they?
11 and 4.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, it's hard out in the regular world. I mean, you've been sort of sheltered for a number of years. So for them, for you, for him, I would definitely try and preserve that relationship. And so I would just, I know you want to focus on him, and I understand that. But
I am no
just...
longer focusing on him. I'm focusing on self-care. I'm focusing on what I want in life, my ambitions, my motivation, and how I need to be a role model for my two kids. And at the end of the day, like I said, I keep it real with my kids, and I let them know up front and honestly, I am not happy with your daddy. So this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to transition you to being transitioned in life to deal with this, because life doesn't give you a handbook.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure there will be people praying for you and hoping that things work out better. But my admonition to you would be, you know, to continue with your own personal counseling. Emphasis on personal. Anyway, take it over. Jayshon, don't be a bad influence trying to get her back on the pole. Stop that.
I got good news. I got good news. I still got good news. I went to my call.
Miss Anonymous, can
yes.
you hear me? I
yes.
would not suggest for you to go back to that life. You seem like you are on a good path, and I will suggest what Solution is saying. Self-care is important. You're saying it. Take care of yourself.
I can't no longer worry about you.
Take care of yourself and be a great mother as you are to your kids.
Thank you.
Yes, and everything else will work out. But most things are important. Take care of yourself. It's important.
I'm on the same page.
Yes, that stripper pole girl now. Don't listen to Jayshon.
I'm still going to keep saying it. I got good knees. I got good knees. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Why y'all doing that to me? Look, I'm in the vibe right now.
Play it, play it, play it, girl.
That's that music. That's that music. Don't you feel that?
I felt good.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Anonymous, <Yo. laughs> I cannot tell you what to do. You only know what's the right thing to do. Focus on you, Miss Anonymous. That stripper pole
will
be there, okay?
Miss,
it's in my closet. It's in retirement right now. That's where
okay.
it's at. That stripper pole is in my closet in retirement.
Okay.
Miss Anonymous. Miss Anonymous.
Yes.
Just hold up.
Hey, Jayshon, what's up with you? Because you aren't in the business anymore, so what the hell are you talking about? You're just being, I guess you're just being a premier entertainer. But no, I really hope for her kids and for her that she, I hope she saves her marriage. I really hope that she does. Because your kids the kids
really
need their father
no.
in their life in close proximity, and you know,
it's really still good people in this world. I appreciate that, Miss Anonymous.
Word, yes.
Yo, you've been real.
That's me.
You've been the epitome. You've been the epitome of real. But LaToya, Mr. Solution too, they've been real too. What they've been saying from the heart.
Of course. Of course.
I just like to have fun. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? You know my best, your well-being and your life is, you know what I'm saying? I'm just having fun.
Of course.
Jay Sean, let me give you a very profound piece of philosophy. The devil is not good. The devil is not good. But it is good that there's a devil.
Hey, yo. Me and her, we go
back. Have you ever heard of the song from, I can't even think of his name right now. Somebody, but the name of the song is What Is Heaven Was Hell and Vice Versa. The name of the song is called Vice Versa. Pastor Troy. There you go. Pastor Troy. Vice Versa. You got to listen to them lyrics. Them lyrics run deep.
Look, we want you to, we want you to go to counseling. We want you to try to mend your marriage. I don't want hate mail, so I don't want to say that I want you back on the pole. We both a long time from that. But I will say I want you to be happy. And I will say
and that's what matters the most.
A lot of people might, like, even those people might say, work it out with your husband and you got two children and all that stuff like that. I don't want you to feel like you can't be happy if it's just you and your children. Because we don't know your husband. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know. The bottom line is we want you to be happy and we want your children to be happy. But look, I had you on here long enough. I don't want to. You told me you would come on for a couple of minutes. I really had a good time.
I enjoyed it. I had fun.
I'm glad. I tell everybody if they come out here, they're going to have fun on my show. And I don't even need to ask you a topic. Like, you talk so much, like, I don't even know. I don't even want to ask you a topic. Like, I just, it's nobody else pressing one, so nobody else want to talk. We're going to take another quick break. Miss Anonymous, thank you for tuning in. I'll be in touch with you. You got my phones ringing and my text is ringing and everything. You really was good. You was good for the show tonight.
I made history, baby. Again.
Next time, call us in like 2 or 3 weeks and let us know what's going on with your marriage. If everything is all right, if it's a yay or a nay.
Look, I'm still waiting for him to sign the lease and get his key. I'm being patient as much as I can. Find your lease and get your key.
What that means?
Anywho, how? Yes.
It's over.
It's over.
No. We don't want it to be over. We trying to keep people together.
We'll see where it goes in three weeks.
We'll see. We'll touch back. We're gonna take a quick break. Hey, Miss Anonymous, hit me up. All right.
Much love, Jason. Thank you for having me. Love you, baby.
Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Goodnight. Don't worry about it. I gotta finish my song. You know what my song is to take you out?
Ain't that Hoochie Mama? What's your song? Take me out.
Ain't nothing but a Hoochie Mama. Peace.
Peace, baby.
welcome back to Keeping It Real. Now, how real, my show is real.
Say, Jay Sean, let me just say about your music selection, if you can hear me. I would have never stayed in that little, I didn't go a lot, but I have been to Gentleman's Club. But if they played that kind of music, I would have been out.
Nah, that was Two Live Crew 19. That was 1997. That was some old music. I just like to have fun. On a serious note, though, what we all just heard, it was reality. It was reality. Not just because she went from a stripper to a wife. Imagine you got women that go from being whores to being a wife. You got men from going from being men whores to being husbands. You don't never know somebody's past. All you can do is hope that they change and hope that love prevails in life. Evidently, she wasn't happy. She's not happy in her life right now. And I'm not one to force somebody into staying into a unhealthy relationship. See, that's what happened to a lot of us along the way. I remember females used to have abusive husbands that would beat them and abuse them verbally, physically. And then they would run home and tell their mother and their father that they wanted to leave. My mother went through that. Rest in peace. My mother said that she was trying to get away from somebody. And her father was telling her, oh, he's okay. Just go back home and this and that and this and that. We can't always force people into wrong relationships. Because just because she's been married 7 years and just because she got two kids, you got to remember what she said. She met him while she was dancing. That means he was a customer, a trick, a John. She's not the only one who had to change from the stripper life to being a wife. He had to also change from being a stripper patron to a husband. Because you don't suddenly go in one bar and then you like go-go girls and you like lap dances and private rooms and all that, and you meet one girl and you want to make a life with her. That don't mean that you still don't have the love and the addiction of the go-go world. As far as we know, he might still be going to go-go bars. We don't know. True or false? He might still be in that life. They got shit to work out.
Hey, Jay Sean.
And now, yes.
Yeah, I think you're sort of mischaracterizing maybe the situation. if people get counseling, they change it because they change their behavior. So no one is saying that anyone should, and I don't know if happiness itself is the ultimate outcome, because you notice the word happiness comes from happenstance. I think joy would be a better word, true joy and peace. And a lot of women, for example, just to give a brief example, everything could be copacetic at home, but they're still unhappy. For a person to be happy, is that can kind of be on a wish list, but what we look at is are things like stability, joy, you know, peace, that kind of thing, because a lot of women leave perfectly good marriages. They leave healthy marriages. I'm not saying it's that way with Miss Anonymous, but I'm saying like 70 to 80% of divorces are filed by women, and all of those marriages are not abusive. Some of them are not verbally or physically abusive. But the woman, the petitioning party, i.e. the woman, will still say she's not happy. So I don't think that should be the ultimate criteria or criterion. But look here, the other point that I was making, if one goes to counseling, they end up changing themselves, changing their perspective, changing their outlook. So what they're going back to is not the same. It's different. So I would just like that. Like to make that point of clarification. Accept it?
Let me tell you something from a person I got experience as far as the counseling thing. When a woman, Mr. Solution, when a woman has made up her mind to leave, like Miss Anonymous is, care if you send her to counseling, you could send her to sit with the Pope, a nun, anybody. When a woman has made up her mind to leave a man, she's going to leave that man.
Well, that's not true, first of all. What you just said is not at all true.
No, that is true.
No, it's not, because there are many reports where women get different. See, a person is – just hear me out. A person is acting upon information. Now, if you know something, and you may indeed do, you may know something that I don't. But see, notice how you are shifting. You're saying Miss Anonymous, then you're saying a woman. So you're going from specific to general, right? There are many testimonies of women who had made up their mind to leave, and then something healthy, operative word, healthy, intervened, and they didn't leave, right? And so I think
where?
That needs to
no,
be taken.
No, I don't know
in.
That. You saying you
well,
saying
okay,
that?
Okay, there are
that.
Plenty of reports. You can go to the Catholic Church as a.
No.
Okay, let me finish the point, please.
Book. I'm not.
The
going
Catholic
any book.
Church has a. Aren't you an author?
I'm not going to books to get information on what makes, I mean, statistics.
But books represent real life experiences. It's just a person being literate enough to take
you.
The time and write down a real life experience. It's not like it's two separate things.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue about that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying there's plenty of evidence to the contrary of what you're saying. And if you're not being in your devil state, you should want to see marriages saved almost at all cost, all good cost.
Why should I want to see marriages saved?
Because you're part of the community wherein marriages, stable relationships make a community, a society, and a nation a healthier place to exist. That's why.
Nah. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care about what people's relationships work or not. They don't got nothing to do with
me. Yeah, but people's relationships ultimately, Jay Sean, determine your outcome. All of us are in this together. All people are in this together.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't care if my neighbor and his wife is married or they break up. What that got to do with what's going on in my house? What's going on
in
my house?
Look. I'll just give you a quick example. Healthy relationships produce stable neighborhoods. If you want your neighborhood to be stable, like say for example, if everyone ran a whorehouse, in your neighborhood or a crack house.
I can have a next-door neighbor that's a guy that's married, him and his wife, and then on my left side, and then on my right side, a husband and wife is married, and he could be beating the hell out of his wife. Or she on the left side, she could be unhappy as hell. I mean, I can't control if they're happy or not.
And you're moving the goalpost. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't sit here and say I hope that they happy. I mean, I really don't care.
Well, you should care. And that's a part of being part of the human paradigm. We should all care about each other, all right? We should have a care. And I think you're saying that to try to win the argument or maybe just to be a contrarian. But a guy of your stature certainly knows that the health of a community overall impacts that guy.
Are you helping your community because you're not married? So are you helping your
community? Okay, you're asking several questions and then you're answering it.
No, that's
okay. You asked the
question.
Allow me to respond to
question.
It.
Ask the question because you're not married right now.
Right.
Are you helping your community?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an upstanding citizen. I pay taxes that help the community and indeed the state be solvent and be balanced. Community colleges.
Okay.
Community colleges. Schools, the fire department, the police department, all of those depend on the taxes that healthy people, right, pay into the system. So absolutely, I'm an asset to any community that I reside.
Okay, let me say something then.
It's not just because of taxes, by the way. There are other things, but go ahead.
No, listen. Hold up. So I'm where I'm living at. I'm paying taxes. My neighbor, whether they married or not, they paying taxes. They seem to be decent people on my right. They seem to be decent people on my left. Whether they married or not, they paying taxes and they decent citizens. So I don't give a damn if they married or not. Or whatever, it's like what you just said. Long as you're a law-abiding citizen and you paying taxes and you living right, then it really don't matter. I don't give a damn if they married next door or if they broke up. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I understand what you're saying. I don't want to get into that.
Listen, let me just say this. Look, marriages produce healthier offspring, more balanced offspring, and there's no disputing that.
Why ain't you married then?
Okay. You're going from the general to the specific, right? Okay, I came from a background where people were married. I'm not saying everybody has to be married, Jay Sean.
But I recognize that
the marriage state is a better state for everybody to exist in. It's a healthier state. It's difficult. Our society doesn't promote marriage right now. Okay, but it doesn't mean, say Miss Anonymous.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold up.
Now, wait a minute. Let me make the point. You ask a question, I'm responding to it.
One second. So you can't just say stuff like and think it go over my head, you know, because I could be sober, I could be drinking. You can't just say things.
All right,
go ahead.
Yeah, I got that. Go ahead with your point.
You just said that being married
is a healthier state for men and women and children.
Yeah, but you're not married.
Okay, but you keep, look, I'm one person, Jay Sean. Get this. I'm one person. Just like with Miss Anonymous, I want her marriage to be saved. Do you see the difference? I mean, I'm not saying that everybody has to be married, but I'm definitely pro-marriage. Come on, that's an absurd conclusion that you're trying to draw.
Okay, no, I agree with that.
Okay, then we agree. That's the whole point. Look, it's better to be in agreement on fundamental, foundational things than otherwise. I know you agree. I know you very well, having been on this show a lot. So I'm just saying for the general society, because I've often said marriage is the barometer for the health of a community, a state, a society, and even a nation. It's better if more people are married. It's healthier for the man, woman, and any offspring that they produce, and that's a fact. Well, go on with your show. Just let that resonate, cogitate on that, ruminate on that, and I'm sure you'll come to the right conclusion.
The right conclusion is what I said when we first start talking, was that once a woman has made up in her mind that she want to leave a man, it's a done deal.
Right, but that's based on exigent circumstances. That's based on that's not like new information can't come in. I agree with you to the extent to what you said is true. That's based on existing, operative word, existing information. Other information can be added. Situations can change. Would you agree?
I guess. I mean, of course.
Okay, there you go. We're in agreement. Yeah. I mean, we're in agreement. Put a period there. That's a declarative statement and a good one.
But I'm not trying to make people stay together for the benefit of community, for the benefit of children. I'm not trying to make people stay together, because what I'm saying is sometimes it's not for the benefit of people to stay together if it's not healthy, because sometimes stuff becomes toxic. What I mean, like, sometimes I've been in situations where I've been left by women who stayed with me and did a hell of a job of faking like that they loved me, or maybe they did. But then they left.
Okay.
So I'm fortunate, or I'm happy that they did leave, because imagine if they would have stayed with me another 5 years and knowing that they didn't want to be there. Another 10 years. Who is that good for?
Well, in that case, look, I don't want to speak to your personal case, but if that's your conclusion, I accept that. But I'm also saying to people where options, when they have exhausted all available options, and if it's still, if they have the same outlook, well, then, okay. you know, whatever will be will be. But until they have exhausted, see, in other words, a person should fight for something that's good. Okay, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, if they should fight for something that's good, that means they seek out various remedies to repair whatever has been damaged. So, you know, that's all human beings can do. We live in a real world, real time, and problems exist, and they persist. Now, when they have risen to the level that we can't tolerate them anymore, and we have exhausted all options, then, of course, and that's what myself and the other lady, I forget her name now, forgive me, but that's what myself and the other lady who chimed in, I believe, were endeavoring to do, for her to exhaust her options. We were feeding in additional information, not necessarily information that she had no idea concerning, but it was a way of encouraging and motivating. Those are considered gifts of the Holy Spirit. Possibly you've heard of that, edifying and encouraging people to do the right thing, right?
I'm not trying to make people stay in relationships that's not healthy.
Yeah, I didn't say make. That's your word. I didn't say make. I never used that word. I didn't say make.
At the end of the...
Encourage and edify.
At the end of the night, you going to bed alone, and I'm going to bed alone.
And you're moving the goalpost.
That's nonsense.
You're moving the goalpost. Let's stay on topic.
Hold on one second. I'm going to bed alone. You going to bed alone. And it's a lot of people out here that's going to bed in the bed with somebody that's going to sleep tonight with somebody that they don't want to be with.
Jason, so, can I ask, what is your point? I just want to... Hey, Sean.
Thank you.
What is my point?
Yes.
My point is fuck love. That's my point. Fuck love.
I almost said that for you, but go ahead.
I see that you were talking about you have your CDL.
Huh?
Yeah.
You had mentioned in the beginning of the podcast that you have your CDL.
So I do.
So are you?
What does that mean, by the way?
Oh, well, when you have your CDL, you can drive like trucks and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that license. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, Jason, are you a truck driver?
No, not at this time.
Are you interested in being, like, a truck driver or, like, driving for, like, any like, private company that you have to have a CDL for? Like New Jersey Transit, for example?
I worked for New Jersey Transit for 7 years. It's funny that you said that. I worked for New Jersey. I don't mean to cut you off, but I worked for New Jersey Transit for 7 years. I was in a Chinese restaurant the other day. I seen a lady in there. She started the same month. Me and her started the same month in 1989. She's retired right now. And she gets $5,000 a month from her pension. And I was like saying, damn. She did 25 years and she get $5,000 a month. And I stayed there 7 years and I quit. I quit after 7 years.
Wow. Now, do you think about...
You want to know why I quit?
Yes. Oh, I see. Okay. So, Jay Sean, do you have any intentions of going back and, like, doing truck driving or driving, like, for a private company?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
But you know what I do appreciate?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate how you got me and Mr. Solution off of that topic and calmed it all down.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
I appreciate that. It calmed it all down. For real, I do. Nah, but that's what my show is about. It's all just good. It's just good conversation. That's all. Nobody is, well, sometimes some people is wrong. I be wrong sometimes. Sometimes I be right.
Really?
I just try to bring good dialogue. I mean, good topics and stuff like that. Do I wish that Miss Anonymous could be with her husband and everything could be good? Of course. Is it from me listening to her talk? Is it possible? I doubt it. She's gone already. She was using terminology that none of you will understand, that I understand, that let me know that she's done. She was using words like 10 toes down and other words and that terminology that only like that I understand and that she understand. She was using street terminology for us, like the life that me and her was in, that let me know that she's gone already. Now, whether she's able to go back to stripping and going on a pole, I doubt that. She's 31 years old. The girls out there nowadays is 18 and 19, 31 years old. If she went in a go-go bar right now, to be honest with you and to keep it real, if she went in a go-go bar right now at 31, they would laugh her out the bar, calling her grandma. And that's a fact. I'm telling you. She wouldn't last one night. Them young girls would put her to shame. You got girls in them bars 17 and 18 years old and 19 years old. And you would somebody 31... Nah, they wouldn't last one day. Now, maybe she's hoping that or thinking that, but I hope that she don't think that she can go back into that field at 31 years old. It's impossible. Now, that's impossible. She might still look good. She might still got a nice shape. I don't care. The minute that they find out that she's 31 years old, her career is over. Men is going in them bars. They're going in them bars for young girls, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. Young girls who breasts stand up without push-up bras. who don't know. No, forget about it. Anyway, they
No, you're right, though. I mean, I co-sign with everything you just said. And, Jayshawn, you have to understand, being a master debater and a cunning linguist, I really appreciate the contrarian view, as long as it makes sense. And remember, I just told you that the devil is not good, but it's good.
Right.
There's a devil.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
contrarian points of view make the point better. Like the lady, when she opened, she said to you, "What is your point?" That was the arresting aspect, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
Yeah, it sure is.
You know, I don't.
But look here, let me say this. Don't forget your thought. I want her, see, I'm looking at the overall picture. I'm looking at her well-being. She said she had two kids, 11 and 4, if you recall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so I'm looking, I know that having an active father in the house brings more stability in every way, to everybody, to him, to her, to the children. So I would like to see that salvaged, if at all possible. That's all. And I know it's not easy.
It's not going to happen.
Go ahead. Well, I don't know that, and I don't know if you know that. But I would encourage you, if you don't have a positive word.
Solution, trust me, I know that.
Okay, but look here. I would say if you don't have a positive word, stay the hell out of it. That's what I would say
to
you.
No, listen. Listen, just listen to me what I'm saying right now, Mr. Solution. She lives in the South, right? But she's in New Jersey, right? Right?
I don't know. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. You're informing me.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay, fine. Okay.
With her husband, right? And she's in New Jersey right now, right? Right?
I'm listening, Jay Sean. Go on.
So do you think that it's by chance that she just popped up on my radio show? Now think for a minute before you answer that.
I don't know, but look here. What you just said doesn't obliterate the point that, I mean, people do a number of things.
No, it
they
does.
Leave. I've
it
had,
does. I'm trying to tell
I've,
you.
Hold on. I've had girlfriends leave and come back. I mean, that doesn't necessarily signal the end of something. But go on. Proceed.
Listen,
I want to hear the conclusion
does,
of what
does.
You have to say.
Listen. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Her family is in Virginia. Right? She's in New Jersey, right? Do you think by it's just a coincidence that she popped up on my radio show? Yes or no?
Well, I guess you want me to say no. I don't know, but I guess maybe not.
Exactly.
But women,
so we'll leave
people
we'll
leave
it.
Relationships
we'll leave
all the time. That doesn't
so when I say that her marriage is over, trust me, it's over. We'll leave it at that.
All right. I hope not, but okay.
I hope you don't go to no more strip bars either and buy your boy a lap dance.
No more what? I'm sorry? Wait a minute. No more what?
Lap dances.
Well, you know, that's something men do. I mean, there were two or three, four of us, and we just decided. It was really in conjunction with going to lunch, you know? Sometimes they serve lunch at some of the upscale gentleman bars.
Wow, 2 hours went by fast as hell. Damn. Look, if anybody on the phone line, then I know we lost everybody on the link, but if anybody's still on the phone line, if you want to go live, press 1. If you want to make a comment, you want to make a statement, anything you want to say about tonight's show, press 1. If you want to press 1 and you want me to fill you in on what we've been talking about tonight, because I'm not going to fall asleep tonight on the show. I'm going to actually end the show, but
well, that's good.
If anybody,
well, Jay Sean, you noticed that I said something positive about the Gentleman's Club when I was telling the anal retentive Christian lady that she should adopt some of the standards of the people. And she said, well, they're just doing that because of money. I said, well, so what? I mean, fine. We do a lot because of money. You go to work every day because of money. I was just saying to her, and that was a number of years ago, I saw it as being a net positive. I don't agree with the overall thing, but since it did exist, I just used, because, you know, she and I used to converse quite a bit, and I just said to her, I saw these women smiling, they seemed healthy, they were inviting to
that.
The men, everybody was smiling and happy, certainly my boss.
You were,
and,
you were too.
Well, yeah. Hey, I always say there's nothing comparable to the physical anatomy of an attractive woman. I mean, it's the most powerful entity in the universe, right? But
well, we got a Mr. Solution caller. Hold down 1 second. 8555,
yeah.
You live.
Yeah, what's good, gentlemen?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Shadi?
Yeah. What's the deal? Not much. I just
from you, Shadi.
Hey, what's going on, Solution? How are you?
All right. How's your show going?
I'm still putting some. Yeah, I'm going to be going live in a few. I'm just putting a few things together.
Oh, okay.
You know, Yeah. I'm putting a few things together, getting the, you know, more attention to the site. So when I go live, I want to have, you know, more attention.
Yeah, Jay Sean is just beating up on me, so thanks for the interruption.
Yeah, you got you both of you guys had decent points. I mean, I agree with you when you say that, you know, we should wish the best for the community. Like men and women being together and in a healthy relationship can benefit the community. I agree with you with that. You know, and I mean, would it be preferably that they get married? Sure it would. But at this point where we at, it would just be healthy to have both parents in the household, you know, because there's a balance with both parents when it comes to raising children that we're kind of missing now because there's not a lot of households with both parents, which ends up causing damage to both males and females because with the males, they don't get to see how to interact, you know, with a woman from a male's point of view. And then from a woman, she don't get to interact with a male because she only gets to interact with a mother. So when you go into a relationship, you go into a relationship kind of blind because you didn't have that other part. You didn't have that father commodity, and we wonder why a lot of relationships are struggling and why we go through certain issues with relationships. It's based on that dynamic because we get to interact with the woman, our mothers, most times, and if there's a male, a lot of times the male is only there for the mother and not there for the mother and the children. Now, let's just go past that. That's why I agree with you. Now, what Jay Sean was saying with the young lady, there was things she was saying. You know, she was saying that the relationship is toxic and she's, you know, she even tried to pull out some of her old moves to bring them around. And that didn't work. And you know what I mean? And the fact that she said, you know, she asked him to go with her, you know, to counseling. And he basically said, it's fake. So to some point, it's, and add on top of that, the baby mother drama. And the inconsistency with his behavior. So all of those things, you know, women, just like men, contemplate. They contemplate. Women, as you said, solution, that if a man starts to clean up and a woman sees there's hope, then, yeah, she'll hang in there. She'll hang in there for the duration because she sees there's some potential of changing because you're making some effort. However, based on what she was saying, there's little to no effort with this individual. So she's fed up to a point where she no longer feels like it's even worth putting the effort into it. All right, so and I yield.
You said you yield. That was cool. That was cool. I like that. I like that. I like that. But look, if anybody else got any more statements or comments, you have to press 1. We've been talking so much, I forgot to say, if anybody would like to give any donations to the show, you know the Cash App, $JASHONJ. 2 hours went by. I forgot all about donations. But sometimes we be having such a good time, I forget about it. But if anybody else want to go, got any statements or comments about tonight, and you want to press 1. If not, close out before I fall asleep tonight. I don't want to fall asleep on everybody.
Yeah, and by the way,
what's going on with your YouTube, Shaw?
Right now we're putting different things. We have something called Making It Through Mondays, where we put, footage out. We have something called Fatherly Fridays, where we give like some fatherly advice, and we also have the Wellness Wednesday, where we focus on basically issues that mess with us both emotionally and mentally. We focus on those type of issues and come up with scenarios and solutions to
how do they listen to that?
Well, they would go to Peep Game TV on YouTube. Hopefully they go there and subscribe so that when we go live, they'll be able to, interact, because we plan on bringing, just some of the stuff that you were talking about, because relationships are intricate to making our community better. So Solution was right on point when he said, men and woman relationships are key. They're key. If the men and women can't get along, then the children suffer. And that's really what we see a lot of now, children suffering because the men and women are bickering. We can't seem to find ways to communicate and work through our issues well enough or long enough to be able to, come together as one. We all come to relationships with baggage. We all come to relationship with hardship and pain. So it's a matter of being able to respect each other, tolerate each other, understand each other, be considerate with each other, those type of attributes we have to work on to make it a better world for us all. But that's the kind of stuff we'll be going through and other on the show. So whoever's on the line, Peep Game TV, YouTube, go there, subscribe, and listen to the footage that we have on there. That's it. That's all I can say for now.
Okay. But look, one more thing. I think I got one more caller. Hold on 1 second, Shaw. 7468, you live. One second.
somebody text me. Oh, he said it's not working. Okay, well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Toya. I appreciate that, Toya. You know, check it out. We're definitely going to be, you know, trying to do some big things that's going to be helpful for us as, you know, as people. Just to help the... Yeah, I hear somebody.
Yo,
I hear somebody.
I hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
What up?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just to be helpful for us as a, you know, as a community, as men and women. You know,
yeah.
we need to, you know, do things and work on, you know, being better.
I agree.
All right, go ahead.
I will check it out. Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
And invite people
to check it out. Anybody who listens, invite other people to check it out.
Brother Leon asked, so I will share that information with him. Oh yeah, he asked. Sorry,
okay,
asked.
Yeah.
Tell him to check it out as well. Yes, and
Okay, we want to start that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, just to get people to start tuning into the site, because I don't want to be going live and then, you know, just talking to the air. I want to have people actually interacting. So that's why I'm holding back. But we're pretty much ready, you know, to start going live.
Okay. I would definitely share that information. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you very much.
You're
Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, real quick. I'm just having, this may be directed to Jay, that he may understand it a little bit better. As far as the young lady I was on earlier and her husband having problems, I didn't really hear the whole interview. I was moving around. But if I'm wrong, they met in the strip club, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe Jay, you could help me with this. You know, sometimes men, if they can get a woman off that pole into the house, some men use that as a badge of honor. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, that's real. They want to get a girl out of a go-go bar off a strip pole or steal a woman from a pimp. Yeah.
And nine out of ten times, they do that because either they had a connection with that one female sexually, and sometimes when you're attracted to a person sexually, it drives you from reality. And after a while, when that sex drive calms down and you done ran through it so many times and you done did everything your fantasy mind wanted to do, you realize that there's really no connection. So do you think that's why the relationship really didn't work out? Because maybe it was based on what I just explained to you? So you had two people fighting against something. One guy fighting against not being a job and a woman fighting not to go back to the pole.
All I know is that in my times in that life,
it's a hell of a it's a when women is in that life, it's a hell of a addiction. I'll tell you a secret. A lot of women, college girls, not just street girls, just on smoking weed and drinking and just want to get high and stuff like that. You got girls who go to strip bars and dance as college students who's just trying to make it through college. They just trying to make money while they're in college because they don't got no money. And they go to go-go bars and they start dancing and then they do private parties. And at first, they just dancing. And they tell you quick, guys ask them, do you do more? No, I just dance. I just dance. Yo, I give you 300, 400, 500. No, no, I don't do that. I just dance. I just dance, sir. And then you got a date when they go to work and they dancing in a bar. And it just happened to be a slow night. And they dancing on the stage for dollars. And guys is throwing dollars. And then they doing a couple of lap dances, $5, $10 maybe. And his money is not really coming. And then they've been in the bar 3 or 4 hours dancing for dollars. And they might have, let's just say they might have $100. Let's just say that, $100. Maybe not even that. Let's just say she got $50 and she been in the go-go bar 3 or 4 hours already. And then she see another dancer. And then she see a guy. And if the bar allows it, they got private rooms they can go to. Or maybe the girl take the guy outside to his car. So then the girl, let's say she went outside to her car. And then she comes back in the bar. And the girl been there like maybe 30 minutes. She goes back in the bar. And then the girl had been dancing all night for dollars, got like $50 in singles. And the girl had just went out to the car for 10 minutes. She come back in the bar and she got $200 or $300 for 10 minutes. Could have been a blowjob, could have had sex. What do you think that the girl that just only danced gonna think? What you think gonna go through her mind? She gonna say, I've been dancing all night long for dollars, and this girl go out to the car, and in 10 minutes she come back in here with $200 or $300. Don't take a brain surgeon to figure out what's going to happen next. 20 years. Do you know how many times that I've seen girls who called me, who came around me, who wanted to get down with me, and they said, all I want to do is dance, Jay Sean. And I laugh inside. And I say, okay. Because I know in a month they'll be doing everything. So Dre asked the question. Dancing
It's nothing easy about that. And who follow boxing or sports? Most boxers, they good, like Muhammad Ali, Roy Jones, Roberto Duran. They good. But when it's time for them to stop, they don't stop. They keep boxing until they get their block knocked off because they can't give it up. They can't give up the fame. What they going to do when the people stop cheering for them? It's just like a dancer. She can't
Hey,
stop.
Sean, I have a question. That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah, what percentage of those encounters, if you know, between men and women, the dancers, are drugs involved? And if you can divulge, what kind of drugs? What percentage of drugs are involved in those liaisons? And what kind of...
In my 20 years, I say about maybe 95% of them smoke weed. In my time, see, cocaine had came and gone already. Cocaine was in the 80s. Pills were coming around. E-pills, mollies. But I'll be honest with you. I don't think drugs played a big part in my era of that. I think it was more the girls just was, they didn't want to punch a clock 9 to 5. They didn't want to work for anybody. And they found out that dancing and selling their body was their best option. That's what I think. Some girls, believe it or not, some females just love to have sex. They call it a white liver or a nympho. Some women just love to have sex. And if they could get paid for it, I mean, shit. What else is better? People get wrapped up into thinking that go-go girls and strippers and prostitutes and dancers is like the worst job ever in this world. Like, you wrong. You wrong. You wrong. You got females that actually love doing what they do. I knew girls that loved going to go-go bars to make money. I knew girls that wouldn't even think about getting a 9 to 5 job. I don't think drugs play a big part in it. I don't know about now. I've been out of that life since 2008. But that's a long time ago. But the females I was around maybe smoking weed, maybe popping E-pills. I don't even think I ever heard a girl around. Now I'm talking about around me. I don't even think I seen a girl buy cocaine or sniff cocaine. I don't even think I would have tolerated that. Now, if they did that behind my back, I don't know. But cocaine wasn't the end thing when I was in that life. It was marijuana, E-pills, mollies,
and maybe Percocets. If that answers your question, Mr. Solution.
Yeah, it does. Just when you say Molly and E-pills, I don't know what those are specifically. So are those stimulants? Are those stimulants, Molly's? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
E-pills are E-pills are ecstasy.
Oh. Hallucinogenic,
and, Molly,
right?
No, ecstasy is the one that's supposed to make you sexually and hence sex. So like somebody touching you can make you have an orgasm. I really don't know. I never took an E-pill. I never took a Molly. I don't know. I just know females is crazy about them.
Right. Okay.
Both of them are deadly. Both of them are deadly.
Deadly?
Yes.
And let's not forget the great one, alcohol.
Oh, they all drink now. They all drink. Now, that's a fact. I can tell you that right offhand. They all drink.
And we're talking about liquor, right? Hard liquor?
We're talking about hard liquor.
Okay.
Hard liquor, yes, hard liquor. You know, some bars that you go in, they tell the dancers for every, their job is to get the guys to buy drinks. So for every maybe six drinks or five, if you could get the guy to buy five drinks, the girl might get $25. So, you know, and most of, or either buy drinks for them or buy drinks for themselves. So most of the time, you know, guys is buying drinks. So that's how that works. But yeah, I don't really know about the cocaine and the heroin and all that. I don't think that played a factor. Not when I was around. Maybe cocaine, light cocaine, I'm not sure. I never seen nobody doing that around me. By the time I started doing that, cocaine was taboo. Now, in the 80s, cocaine was like a cigarette. Like, everybody was doing it. It was like you wasn't cool if you wasn't sniffing coke. No, but once the 90s came around, it had became, like, you know, a little bit taboo. So, that's it. I'm about to end this show. We've been doing about 2.5 hours. It's been a good show. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, Shadi, Latoya, Mr. Solution, Dre. Yeah, Dre asked the question. I hope I answered it. I think he got knocked off. He got dropped. But look, it's been a good show. Life is tough. And I guess we all here for the same reasons. I don't want to say to get rich. But I was listening to something that Napoleon Hill said. And he said, like, you don't need effort to get rich. If so, people who worked 20, 30, 40 hours in overtime and all that would be rich if effort equaled your worth. And I found that interesting. Most people find or use kindness as a strategy. But when you find the people who use kindness as a way of life, that's the people that you need to stay around. We have so many people who worry about losing. If you own nothing, you lose nothing. And I found that deep. If you own nothing, you lose nothing. I meant to say earlier in my show that I didn't get to say. Because we like to talk about side chicks and cheaters and men is cheating and women is cheating and who is in love and is love real and this and that and blah, 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 blah. And everybody know where my stance at on love. But when you find a man, is not dealing with one woman, but two women. The man will tend to, he will tend to be with the woman that's weak-minded. Now, the weak-minded woman, she gonna think she won. She gonna think she won because the man is with her or because they together. But it's not that. Because the man, he really want to be with the strong-minded woman. But he's afraid to be with the strong-minded woman because he weak himself. That's just some food for thought. With that being said, we're going to end the show tonight. On another good note, I want to appreciate everybody who tuned in. I had a good time with everybody. I really did. I appreciate everybody who tuned in and support the show. Mr. Solution, Latoya, Shadi, Dre, and everybody else who on the phone lines. I want to thank my guests that came through Miss Anonymous, and I hope she, you know, she comes back again. For everybody's sake, I hope she gets back together with her husband. I hope so. But I got a funny feeling the next time we talk to her, that won't happen. But if it do, it'll be good. Like Mr. Solution said, gotta help the whole goddamn community if her and her husband get back together.
which I think personally is a bunch of bourgeois bullshit. She too far gone.
Remember, Jay Sean.
What?
The devil is not good, but it's good there's a devil.
There you go.
and regarding the man, hold on one second. Regarding the man and what you just said, and you talked about the strong woman. Now, one question, is this strong woman a cooperative woman? That's the essence of my concern.
I don't know what you mean. What you mean? Say that again.
Ah, that's what I said. Is the strong woman, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, is the strong woman a cooperative woman? But anyway, you can think it over. I know you said you're about to, remove the relationship. But don't take pride in her leaving, Jay Sean. Deny yourself that pleasure, if indeed there is one. And I just detect a little hint of cynicism when you talked about, when you were repeating what I was saying about the health of the community. You do depend on the health of the community, whether you realize it to its fullest extent or not. All of us do. Our lives would be drastically different if the community were completely unhealthy. Just for a quick example, we haven't had a war on American soil since the Civil War. War is hell. We've been blessed to be relatively at peace. Now, when I say that, most people don't even know what I'm saying. What are you talking about? War. That's exactly my point. That's not true in other countries. And, you know, several places in the world right now, they are experiencing living hell. That is a community that's out of order, right? And so, anyway, I'll leave you with that. But, again, great show. And it's good. The devil is not good. But it's good there's a devil. Go ahead.
I go with that. But it's a whole nother conversation. I could break down the devil, but I'm not gonna break it down now because we get ready to end this show. But I'll break down the devil at another time. So anyway, we about to end the show. Yeah, it was a good show. I really appreciate everybody tuning in, like I said, and everybody enjoyed their weekend. Don't forget to go to YouTube, the Peep Game TV. That's Shadi's new YouTube page. And what's next? I don't know how many people in the sports, but I do a sports podcast tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
I thought that was on Wednesday.
Oh, donations. If you feel like donating to the show, donate $JASHONJ. No donation is too high. No donation is too low. With that being said, we're about to be out of here. Let's play some songs while I'm still awake before I fall asleep on everybody. Everybody have a good weekend. Tune in next Friday to the Keeping It Real show. Everybody be safe. You know what I'm saying? And the stripper pole is real. The go-go life is real. Fake marriages still exist. But we gonna hope all marriages work for the sake of the community. Yes, we are. Because without the community, we won't be nothing. Think maybe that sounds like Martin Luther King or something. We out of here. I stayed up. Can you believe it?
Figure right, I'll keep my head fixed, rocking the hottest outfit.